She was small. I can't remember. She's one older than me. And they put a board in it, you know, to hold it straight for it to heal. But it would come out. And right now, they had it fixed once or twice. And it's still, she can't straighten her hand out, this little web, you know, down. She should have had it fixed herself, but she can't wear gloves or anything. She works in Colorado, a drugstore, exchange drugstore.
Well, what about, you know, those things that you would lay the logs across inside the fireplace?
Dog irons.
Oh, those dog irons.
What you call them, dog irons? My son over here in his new brick home, he's got a fireplace. The first one, he was over there. My husband, he cut him a bunch of firewood.
He doesn't have these artificial logs that some people have. You ever seen those?
No, I've seen them. No, he's got the real things, and he used that fireplace some. And he had to take those ashes up, and it's all carpeted, you know. So last winter, he told his daddy that he would just cut the fireplace off, close it down for, you know, to, because the heat went up the chimney when he was alive. The heat would go up the chimney from the central heat. And he said it cost him more unless he kept a steady fire in it. And so they had put any fire in the last one. Because he had central heat. And the fact put the fireplace in the living room anyway and stood it in the den. I wanted to do that. If it was me, I warned him. But it's in the center of the house. I guess that's the reason.
Well, what about this black stuff, you know, that forms inside the fireplace? You call that
soot?
Yeah, you mentioned the chimney a minute ago. You know, these tall things that you see in factories where the smoke comes out?
Yeah.
Now, you call those chimneys or something else?
Well, you call them smokestacks.
Smokestacks.
I think that's what you call them.
Well, what about talking about your living room? You know, there's usually the same living room several people can sit on at the same time. That's three or four people. What do you call that?
A dinette or a sofa? Yeah, we have two in the back room. Both of them makes out into beds. So the grandchildren usually come down here when one comes. They all want to come, you know, and stay all night. So they both make beds. And back there with the TV, and they'd have popcorn, stay up till midnight, you know.
Did you ever, put down a temporary bed?
Yeah, pallet. Pallet. Yeah, I slept on many a pallet, you know, my mother and daddy. People, when I was a child, no older than I am, they went visiting, and they'd spend the night, and they'd make pallets. And they'd have the biggest time, the kids would have the best time, and now people don't visit.
I meant to ask you this, something I mentioned, we was talking about yesterday, but the type of wood that you use to start the fire?
Yeah, rich lighting. Pine. My two older brothers, they tell it, the two oldest children were boys my mother and daddy had, Leo and Frank, and they would, one of them get up and light the fires one morning, one do it the next, you know.
Uh-huh.
They fuss over who's
gonna
make.
Out, huh?
They's gonna fuss over who's gonna light the fires.
Well, what about that? You know, the thing right above the fireplace where you could put pictures.
Mantle board. Yeah, mantle board.
What? Say some